Basque by Redcrate. Read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. Peter wakes in a series of stages. First, he's vaguely aware he's no longer dreaming, mind floating along a conscious state where he luxuriates in the relaxed state of his body. He's on his side, pressed up against something, someone, warm, arm curled around a waist. The heat is almost unbearable between the two of them, trapped beneath a sheet and their bare skin sticking together. Peter doesn't want to move, however. He would gladly lie here, sweating and feeling slightly stifled, until Stiles decides he's had enough of it, and of Peter. "Good morning, sleepyhead." He rumbles the words out when Stiles turns his face and slowly blinks at him several minutes later. Stiles's back radiates heat and is smoothed to the touch when Peter lightly trails his fingers down the slight dip of his spine. When Stiles closes his eyes again and makes a contented sound, Peter smiles.
"Need a few more minutes?"
Stiles nods, eyes still closed but mouth curved slightly. "Just 5 more. I was having a good dream." His voice is raspy. Last night, Peter had been given the chance to fuck his face, and so much more. Arousal simmers beneath the surface as Peter carefully tugs the sheet free from around Stiles's prone form, until he can see all of Stiles's back. He's left bruises, hickeys, between Stiles's shoulder blades and up the back of his neck. It paints a clear image of what they were up to last night. Peter almost feels bad about it. Almost. He presses his palm flat against the small of Stiles's back, spreading his fingers and lightly pressing 2 fingertips against the dimples above Stiles's ass. There's a slight burn/sting when Peter lets his power unfurl to check on the younger man. It makes his wolf sit up with a primal pride, even as concern winds through him. He pulls the pain from Stiles and watches the smoky tendrils curl up his own forearm as he absorbs the discomfort. "Leave it." Stiles reaches back to shoo Peter's hand away. His eyelashes fan when he looks up at Peter, still half asleep, but determined all the same. "Wanna feel you." That pulls a growl from Peter. He raises the hand Stiles had pushed away, sucks his middle finger into his mouth, dragging his tongue along its length to get it good and wet. The scent of last night's release is still strong on the back of his knuckles. Peter gets lost in sucking his own finger for a moment, chasing any remnant of taste. Stiles is staring at him now, much more alert, when Peter pulls the finger from between his lips. "Good." He smiles sweetly at Stiles before moving his arm down. He watches Stiles squirm, feels it, when he gently pushes the tip of his finger against Stiles' rim. The small sound Stiles emits is delicious. Peter hums quietly, focusing on the abused flesh as he slips his finger inside. "I'm fine," Stiles pants as he turns his face into the pillow. He spreads his legs a little, invitation despite his rebuff. Stiles is. Peter knew that already from when he tested Stiles' pain level, but he still wanted to touch. He always wants to touch Stiles, and now he has the permission to do so. Twisting his finger just so, he revels in the relaxed stretch of Stiles' ass. He could probably slick up and slide back in if he wanted. Instead, he brushes against Stiles' prostate once before slipping his finger back out. Peter rolls until he's propped over Stiles and leans down to kiss his shoulder. "That's some kind of wake-up call," Stiles comments, tipping his head down to expose the back of his neck. The little minx knows exactly what he's doing. Peter can hear the smile in his voice. He nips at the top of Stiles' spine and licks along the side of his neck. The salt of old and fresh sweat floods Peter's mouth. "I don't hear or smell any complaints." Stiles snorts. The sound morphs into a laugh when Peter pushes his arm beneath Stiles' stomach and picks him up. He rolls the both of them until they're spooned tightly. He hooks a leg over both of Styles's. Against short, soft hair, he confesses, "You smell like me." "Gee, I wonder why," Styles teases, pushing his ass back until Peter's half-hard cock nestles against his crack. Peter chuckles. "Like mine." He smooths his hand down Styles' stomach until his fingers brush against the wiry hair of his pelvis. The skin is silky and secret, a place Peter wants to stay. Styles twists until his request is obvious. He kisses Peter softly and says, "That's because I am." Adoration swells in Peter. He nuzzles the side of Styles' face and whispers, "Good." This is the end. Thank you for listening.